resident Daryl Clinton was injured by a lava bomb this month while standing on a lanai. His story got us wondering about a scientist who was burned almost 33 years ago while out in the field gathering information about Kilauea's flow. He fell thigh-high into hot lava. The date was June 12, 1985. David Robrich's burned uniform is now part of an exhibit at the Jagger Museum at Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. We tracked him down last week, and he called his time in Hawaii some of the best years of his life. Since he's in his 80s now, he's perfectly happy to be watching this current eruption from afar at his home in Colorado. But it's brought back a flood of memories from three decades ago.
It was out at Pu'u'o'o, which had been erupting for 2.5 years already. And this was the third episode of the eruption. And it started at 4 o'clock in the morning, and by 7 o'clock, we were the team, Italian geologist and the other staff geologist, Christina Hilliker, and myself, and a photographer, were in the helicopter arriving at the site at about 7:30. And the Italian geochemist and I were trying to get gas samples, and that didn't work. The gas column broke. So we moved. We climbed up to where the vent was just beginning to overflow on Pu'u'o'o. And when the gas experiment did not work, we moved down along the Pohoihoi channel, which was only maybe 1.5-2 feet deep. And there were periodic overflows. It wasn't in full eruption mode yet. We were trying to sample the lava and get temperatures to go with the samples at each of the overflows, just to get changes in composition. We were down by the edge of the Pohoihoi, and we were taking temperature and then sampling. Taking a sample with a geologic rock hammer to go along with the temperature. And I, when I got through with one of the temperature readings, the Italian geochemist, whose name was Dario Tedesco, was monitoring the thermometer. We got the temperature and then put the thermometer back and went down to get a sample. I walked over the old Pohoihoi, which was a couple hours old, and that was firm enough to stand on, but I didn't see the change where the old solidified Pohoihoi became a very thin crust. It was just a silvery surface, and where I thought I'd gotten to the edge of the solid Pohoihoi, which was a couple inches thick, and you could stand on that, I stepped one step too far, bent down to take the sample with the pick, rock pick. And as I bent over, I saw the lava just open up on both sides of my feet, and I just dropped down about up to my knees.
What were you thinking?
That lasted just a few seconds, because as I tried to get out, couldn't pull myself out, the geochemist, Dario, rushed over, grabbed my arms, pulled me out, and I lost one boot, which fell off. That's under the lava somewhere. And the other boot stayed on my foot, but we walked over about 30 feet away. I had no pain at the time because all the nerve ends had been killed. And the helicopter, who was up above with the photographer taking pictures, saw the problem and immediately offloaded the photographer, came down, picked me up, and we flew immediately to the Hilo Hospital. And back in 1985, that was the old TB hospital in Hilo. And when we landed there, they took care of me for 2 or 3 days. But the infection wasn't the infections that occur with burn injuries are very serious, and when they didn't clear up, we took air evac'd over to Honolulu with my wife, And we went into the Straub Clinic with Dr. Schultz, Robert Schultz. I don't know if he's still there, but he did a great job patching up my legs.
Well, what crossed your mind when you fell into the lava?
What crossed my mind was that I need to get out of this.
Well, yeah.
That's about it. I was just as surprised as you can imagine, and actually was lucky to get out as fast as I did. I don't think I was in more than 5 or 10 seconds.
But I imagine, looking at the burns in the uniform, which is on display over there on the Big Island, just, oh, my gosh. I mean, you came so close.
Yeah, I was standing in the I was in the museum one day after that exhibit was up, and I remember people coming by to look at that case, and one lady reported, "I wonder whatever happened to that guy."
Oh. Well, did you pipe up and say that was me?
No.
I'm sure when you saw the reports about the one gentleman who was injured, you were probably recalling what happened to you.
He had quite a different experience, but that stuff's pretty hot. It's about, as you know, about 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit, and we could verify that with the temperature measurements we made. By the way, Pu'u'o back then was over 700 feet high. Now it's collapsed, and it's much wider crater, much deeper. The walls aren't nearly as high as they used to be. But Pu'u'o started in much the same way as the current eruption down at Pahoa. It was a line of fissures for about 3 weeks, and then eventually all the fissures coalesced into a single vent. And that's where Pu'u'o grew to eventually well over 800 feet.
Well, you're retired now, but are you wishing that you were over here on the ground?
Not really. being down in the populated area like that is quite a different monitoring experience. Now, we did have Royal Gardens and Kalapana that were heavily damaged while we were there in the 80s. As a matter of fact, they lost over 100 houses down off the coast. But we didn't have as much interaction with the public as they're having on this occasion. And I guess they've got several people from the observatory down there almost all the time. I'm sure they're all keeping busy, and they probably have to be there around the clock.
Well, is there anything that you would share about your experience and your recovery with the gentleman who got injured?
Only that the burn injury does heal, and hopefully if it doesn't affect any joints, I think the after effects will just be some scars.
And I know you're a runner.
I was a jogger.
Okay.
Yeah, we used to jog around the caldera every year, and as a matter of fact, one of the nurses from Straub came over that year and ran with us, and that was a big thrill. I tell you, I really fell in love with all the nurses. they did such a great job, and by the way, if Harry Kim is around and you get a chance, tell him hi from me.
And that was David Ulrich tracking the latest lava moves remotely from the USGS website from Colorado. He urges the public heed the warning of emergency management officials who are trying to keep everyone safe. He hopes no one else gets hurt. This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio.